You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is the Wednesday, 8th of May 2019, with bank smack in the middle of the trading week. Yesterday, we saw some terrific highs and also some terrific lows. It was a terrific Tuesday that ended out to be slightly terrible. All that happened yesterday on the Lal Street and all that we can look forward to over the course of today is what I bring to you faithfully on this morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Bears took control of the Lal Street in the last 1 hour of trade and pushed the Nifty 50 below crucial support levels on Tuesday. It was a bit of a roller coaster ride for investors as Nifty, which started trading with a gap on the upside, failed to hold on to the gains and closed the day with losses of over 100 points, while the Sensex plunged by more than 300 points. The S&P BSE Sensex finally closed 323 points lower at 38,276, while the Nifty 50 was down by 100.35 points. To end at 11,497. Investors lost more than 1 lakh crore rupees in terms of market capitalization in a single session. The average market capitalization of BSE listed companies fell from 150.37 lakh crore rupees on the 6th of May to 149.11 lakh crore rupees on the 7th of May, which is a difference of 1.26 lakh crore rupees. That is a lot of zeros, 1.26 lakhs, and then followed by crore. The Nifty index closed below its crucial support, placed in the region of 11,550 to 11,500. It appears to have registered a consolidation breakdown from its 19-day-old range present between 11,850 and 11,550 levels. The recent fall has now opened room for traders to go short. The rupee yesterday slipped further by 3 paise to close at 69.43 against the American currency due to fag-end dollar demand from banks and importers amid sustained foreign fund outflows. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 645 crore rupees, while the DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 818 crore rupees, according to provisional data. The big news today, as usual, is going to be from the earnings front. As many as 43 companies will be declaring their results for the March quarter, and that includes names like Alembic Pharma, Dhanlakshmi Bank, Gillette India, JK Paper, Titan Company, and Tata Communications, among others. We have some estimates available as to how these might perform. Alembic Pharma, PAT is likely to fall by 2% year-on-year to 91 crore rupees. Titan Company, PAT is likely to grow by 24% year-on-year to 388 crore rupees. And finally, Tata Communications, PAT is likely to grow by 79% year-on-year to 73 crore rupees. All of you look at the horoscopes and star charts to see how your day is going to pan out. We here look at technical charts and see what the Lal Street can expect from these charts. Nifty has formed a bearish candle on the charts for the fifth consecutive day in a row. The index is trading well below crucial short-term moving averages. A break below 11,500 now has opened room for more weakness. Traders can use bounce back to short Nifty for a target of 11,250 and a stop loss above 11,600 levels, according to experts. So based on this, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,484, 11,657, and 11,700. Maximum call OI placed at 12,000 and 12,500. Maximum put OI at 11,000 and 11,500. Some stocks that have been in the news. Metals and mining firm Vedanta's March quarter consolidated profit fell a sharp 43.3% year-on-year to 3,218 crore rupees. Profit in the year-ago period stood at 5,675 crore rupees, almost twice as much. Engineering and farm equipment maker Escorts yesterday said its net profit rose 7.8% to 121.35 crore rupees for the March quarter of 2019, aided by robust tractor sales. And finally, drug firm Lupin yesterday said it has received a tentative nod from the US health regulator, that is the FDA, to market its fosaprepitant for injection, which is used to prevent nausea and vomiting associated with cancer chemotherapy. So that's basically an anti-emetic drug that Lupin has received a nod from the FDA for. So we'll be all looking for how these stocks perform over the course of today: Vedanta, Escorts, and Lupin. And finally, to make this walk worth your while, we spoke to SMC Global Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be two buy calls and one sell call. Chennai Petroleum Corporation has a sell call Target of 230 rupees, stop loss placed at 260 rupees for downside of 7%. Blue Star, we had a recommendation for Blue Star recently, some by someone else as well, has a buy call from SMC Global Securities. Target we're looking at is 815 rupees, 815. Stop loss placed at 680 rupees, 680 for an upside of 11%. Mold Tech Technologies has a buy call as well, target of 63 rupees, stop loss at 51 rupees, for an upside of 14%. So Blue Star and Mold Tech with buy calls, and Chennai Petroleum Corporation with a sell call from SMC Global Securities. Well, that in a quick nutshell is everything you need to be equipped with before going into trade today. Even if you're not going into trade today, it is of course good to be in the know of the things that are happening on Dalal Street and elsewhere in the world. We'll of course see you later in the evening with an evening walk down Dalal Street. We have the Oyo story. Oyo is of course expanding, and its horizons are growing beyond the reaches of India in its efforts to become a global hospitality company. So how did that come about, and what are the challenges it is going to face in the coming days is something we'll be looking into in that particular story. We'll also be, of course, bringing you a wrap of all the big stories that took place in the world today. So until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.